Hey everyone, it's co-host Dylan. Since the recording of this episode with Grace Ann and Kelsey, we've been heartbroken by the loss of Georgetown women's basketball head coach Tasha Butts. From her first day at Georgetown and all throughout her fight against breast cancer, Coach Butts has been a warrior, a mentor, and an inspiration to everyone around her. We would like to offer our deepest condolences to her friends and family, as well as the members of the Georgetown women's basketball team. Hilltop Hustle will be dedicating this episode in the memory of Coach Butts and her strength. We will always remain hashtag Tasha Tough.
Welcome to episode two of Hilltop Hustle. We're so excited to be back. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Dylan.
And today we're joined with two members of Georgetown women's basketball team. Please welcome, please welcome Grace Ann Bennett and Kelsey Ransom. We're so excited to have y'all here today. Thank y'all for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Ditto.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Of course, we did a little homework by looking at your Georgetown page about your bio. So that's how we learn a little bit and
Crash course.
a little crash course for our audience. And again, correct us if we're wrong on anything because we know that the website could be wrong at some point. But Grace Ann, you're a graduate student.
I am.
Let's go. You're a
It's
forward.
a big lead.
You are a forward, I think.
Yes.
Let's go. You wear number 33
I do.
and you're a team captain.
Well,
you've been team
I have
captain.
been team
Okay.
captain. Yes, we haven't named captains this year.
Okay, so we'll
Okay,
see. To
fingers
be
crossed.
determined. And then Kelsey, you're a senior.
I am.
You're a guard.
I am.
You wear number one.
I do.
And I'm now
Ooh.
nervous to say team captain, but I'll say last year you were a team
Last year,
captain.
yes. Yay!
Look at
Wow, we're so
that.
honored to have the team captains from last year. Yes, exactly. Well, we're still waiting for the season to start, but we're super hyped. Get us your like predictions. What are your thoughts on the team? We know there's a couple of new girls on the team. How do you feel? How's practice been going?
We'll start. I
Yeah.
mean, it's definitely different.
Yeah.
It's been a great learning experience, definitely being people who've been here for a while, having to relearn a whole bunch of things, but I think it's been a positive change. The people who are new have been, just coming in with open arms, and I think they've been welcoming to us as we've been welcoming to them as well. And I think
Yeah.
it's just been overall, it's just really fun.
It's a great group. And to be clear, we have a brand new coaching staff this year, which is why there's so much learning from grad students down to the freshmen. So to have it be such a supportive and fun environment amidst like the really hard work has been awesome.
What's been some of your favorite bonding, team bonding activities you've done with the new coaching staff and with the new
Oh,
players?
okay. We played this really fun game over the summer that I would recommend anyone buying. It's called Judge Your Friends. And it's an elite version of Never Have I Ever, where someone, we elected Kelsey Ransom to be the first judge, serves as judge and uses the gavel to determine whether people playing the game are guilty or not guilty of doing the thing. It's basically Never Have I Ever, but more fun. And it was a really cool way to just get to know each other. And we laughed a lot. That was really good
That was like one of our first times hanging out like this solely as a team. And so it was like great to like get the vibe of people who were new and like, test waters, but it's just been fantastic since. And the coaching staff is really funny and they like to have a good time. So we do a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna do a Halloween thing next week. So that's gonna be really fun. We went to a Mystics game
We did
somewhere.
karaoke.
Oh my
We
gosh, karaoke was a
did
battle.
karaoke.
That was.
Favorite song. You
Yeah, we have
have to
to
have a
go, your
go-to
go-to
karaoke
song.
song.
Well, our group, the winning group,
The group.
performed Determinate by Lemonade Mouth, and we absolutely crushed it.
So the actual winning group.
No. The record must show that
Yeah.
Determinate won because Apex and Mod are going to be so excited.
They won the karaoke. My group won like a heads up pregame.
Oh,
But
that's true. I
we
did
did.
too. To be
It's okay.
fair,
To
it's
be
okay.
fair, she played. We did Love on Top by Beyonce.
Oh.
The whole song. Kelsey crushed it. That's a long song.
That's a
It's like
long
several
song.
of choruses, but they're
Yeah.
going and she
Yeah.
found it in herself. Hit some really amazing dance moves. It was
Wow.
fun.
Five-star performance.
Thank you.
Karaoke. Giving Beyonce a run for her money.
One.
Yeah, give us a definite no.
I'm a basketball team.
But you never know. Maybe you could become a judge. You got your gavel already. This is your new profession.
She was wearing one of the convocation gowns. There's a picture.
Oh, if Hilltop Hustle gets a hold of this picture, it might
maybe
be.
Maybe it could, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Kelsey's like, let's not show that anywhere. So
good. But speaking of careers, because I know you probably from a young age really wanted to get into basketball and that be part of your future, sort of, because we just mentioned being a judge in the future, which that doesn't seem to be in the cards. But sort of, at what age did you know, hey, I want to do basketball, at least in college? If not, is it still the plan to continue after college?
I started playing basketball very early, like probably 4 or 5, whenever you like go into gym and play sports. Because both of my parents were coaches and they played college sports. Very luckily, because I think they understood the pressure about getting a scholarship, that was never a conversation that we had. It was like, if you're fortunate enough and things work out, you may be able to play in college at the next level, because it doesn't happen often. And I'm really fortunate that I'm in this position. So I don't really know if there was ever a time I'm like, I'm gonna do it. It was more just, get as good as you can by working hard, and then it will happen. So, I do hope to play afterwards, but the first thing is the season.
I like it.
Yeah, very similar experience. My entire family played, so it was just kind of like I was like thrown into that and ended up liking it and loving it the most, which I'm really, really lucky and happy about. Same, my parents were very just, you know, do your best, whatever you're doing, just be the best at it, and the results will come by themselves. Yeah. So, the results came, and I'm playing at a very, very high level, and I'm very fortunate to. And my hope also is to play after I finish college, but again, the mindset is on finishing the season first.
Yay, fingers crossed. Well, y'all just mentioned how big of a role your families were in your development. How exciting was it? I know Grace and do you go by Grace or Grace?
Either one.
Oh, perfect.
Grace, Grace and G.
Oh,
there's a lot of
we're names. Getting all the nicknames.
All the names.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it.
But how was senior night? And then also, if you want to answer that, and then Kelsey, are you excited for senior night for this season?
Senior night was, I don't know why my mouth just malfunctioned that way. Senior night was great. My sister got to come down. And my boyfriend was there and my teammates were there supporting me. So it was really amazing. And kind of a weird transition because I wasn't sure what the future held for me. And I'm so happy that I made the decision to stay at Georgetown, and it's been so rewarding. But it was like, am I closing this door? Is it going to be available down the road? Because you just can't guarantee those things with this fifth year COVID thing. So it was great. But a little odd because I'm back again. So yeah.
Another senior night running back.
Wow.
Kelsey's like, I haven't processed this.
I literally have an email from the school in like September that to like prep for graduation, and I was like, but in terms of senior night's like really fun, like the in my experience, like the underclassmen like to do some things for the seniors, and that's been really fun for me to do for the seniors in the past. So I'm just excited to be on the other end of that, and I'm not the planning and spending money.
Keeping you out of locker room.
But I'm just excited to like experience my senior year, and I know that it's gonna hit me emotionally at some point. The whole being a senior thing has just been honestly just a gift, but being here for 4 years. So
I love it. And you guys have also talked a lot about like the mentality of both going into your senior year or graduate year, but what is just the mentality of a D1 athlete in general and sort of the mindset of going into a game or something like that?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think that the mindset is getting uncomfortable. No. That's not what I wanted to say. The mindset of a D1 athlete is getting comfortable doing uncomfortable things every day. And it just being a habit that you're in a really rigorous, disciplined schedule that you somehow make feel normal. Yeah. I think same thing with the game day. It's a whole day affair, right? At like hours. It's
way beyond what the actual game is, and we'll have like a mini practice before the game, and you're doing scout and you're doing treatment, and it's just embracing those moments as part of the process and feeling comfortable in all of that.
Yeah, I think actually our assistant coach, or like who's stepping in right now as our head coach, is off for a little bit, but he was talking to us about the mentalities we should have and like changing our mentalities to really winning mentalities. Mm-hmm. So I think that's gonna be something that's really big for us, is coming into practice every day humbled and getting better. And he said like working like you're the worst team in the league, but then on game days, like, you know, coming out with your chest buffed, knowing that you've been working hard and you have right. things to rest on, you have things that, you know, are you're good at. So I think that'll be a good mentality to go into games with this year, is like knowing that we've done the work and that we're prepared. So.
Which with this staff has been amazing. The preparation, our scout team that we're competing against most days in practice is full of WNBA and Pullman's Hoopers, like just unreal talent and athleticism. So it's challenging us and preparing us to feel like that on game day.
I love that mindset from y'all. But a fun question about your game day preparations. Do you guys have any superstitions that you follow leading up to game day? Do you need to tape your ankles? I don't know.
So well.
No, we both do tape our ankles.
Oh. I have liable ankles.
Yeah. Same, but not as bad as Kelsey's are rough. In the best way possible.
Scouting report, Kelsey's ankles.
That is a great thing. Oh my god. Yeah. My superstition is during the warm-up, I have to touch the corner of the court in the layup line. So instead of just like shooting the layup and going to the next line, I have to like make the trip to the corner. And I think it started from a place of like not ever making shortcuts in mm-hmm. the game. It's just like the way to get my mind in that place is like details are going to matter, but it's so not that serious in a layup line. It's just like become something I do habitually.
Yeah. I think it would probably be taking the last shot before going into like the huddle at the very end. Like it's me, Yaz, and Bree. I think someone else wants, like one of the either Maya or Alex, like now has that routine as well. We'll be the last ones, like a free throw and then layup and then layup. Mine's the last layup, but I'm the last one in line to high five coaches before getting into the huddle. It just feels right.
Yeah,
I like it. So a fun follow up to that though, your go to song before the game and your go to meal before the game, if you have one.
Oh. Meal is whatever they feed us, which is pretty routine.
I love it.
It's so good. It's so good.
Cauliflower sauce is amazing.
It's cauliflower Alfredo. Really, I know it. I know. Really good. Pasta, chicken, salmon, vegetables. Broccoli. It's a thick spread.
Bread.
It's really good.
Yeah.
My go-to song is probably Vienna by Billy Joel. I like music before games that's slower and calmer. And reminds me of home.
I don't have a go-to song really, but I will say I think one of the best vibes we've gotten when it was "I'm Every Woman" by Whitney Houston. It really just set the tone for her. I don't even know if we won or lost that game, but that was a fun song that kind of got everyone in the group. So,
are either of y'all ever put on aux?
Yeah, well.
You tag
me. No, funny, because like it really is either
it's
her
either of us.
I love that. You have to have the whole playlist then. You're right. You have karaoke, okay. you have the locker room too.
Kelsey's yes.
Uh-oh.
No, she is like such a curated I don't even song library that she can just press shuffle and it's gonna be a good what does that say about a person if you can press shuffle on your songs and every song is going to be a good one? Like it's true.
Okay, there's some slippage, but
I could not do that. I could not.
I will say though, a lot of the stuff we play like in the weight room stuff is like we would get like from the team too. It's just like
pinpoint
and like popular songs that always slap with the whole team end up on a weight room playlist.
And we have a cool our team like music taste is very cool. Yeah, so
ranges.
It's us on like our devices are on the aux, but it's really the whole group being like, we want to hear
this
person today, we want to hear this vibe today.
Yeah,
sounds great. Well, Caroline has a new segment name that she's introducing with you guys, so nice. Not to throw Caroline under the bus, it is called the Hoya highlight, and it is a two-part question. Okay. In that you have to say your favorite memory on the court at Georgetown and then your favorite memory somewhere on the hilltop. Oh, and it could be nothing basketball related, or it could be basketball team related.
Can you give me a moment?
Yes.
I want people to think about it too. This may be when we decide if it's going to be Clips or not. A long time with no talking.
Yeah.
Well, the fun thing is I could turn the question at you and say, what's your favorite?
Okay, great. Wow. I guess I'd be interviewed while you guys think. My favorite memory on the court. Well, I'm not a D1 athlete.
Yeah.
So I guess in the podcast, the Hilltop Hustle studio.
In our two times we've been here.
Yeah. You guys. I would just say the dynamic between Dylan and I feel like we really, I know, yeah. Dynamic duo right here. So I just feel like we kind of pick up what the other person's putting down. Yeah. Like we're kind of like on top of it. So I'm kind of in charge of the marketing. Dylan's in charge of everything else. Yeah, thank you. Exactly. But just in terms of the Hilltop, like I love Georgetown and like meeting all of y'all.
Yeah,
everyone's so friendly.
Where did you guys meet and to start your first podcast?
So we have mutual friends. Yeah. So I didn't know Dylan because I'm not in the business school, so I've never had any classes with him. But he knew my roommate, so and then he just asked if I wanted to. And I was like, sure.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I always take any opportunity to dunk on Dylan and his favorite sports teams.
So. That is true. Yeah, unfortunately.
Got it.
Okay. Well, hopefully that was a long enough answer. Grace, if you want to kick it off.
Okay. My favorite on-court memory would probably be when we beat Providence in the Big East tournament two seasons ago. See, there's a lot of seasons. it was one of those games where so many people were in the flow state that it just felt like things were just connected. And it was so fun. And the bench was electric. And we were playing in Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut, which is huge and such a cool place to play. So I loved that moment. My favorite, you want to do your court first? And then I have one, but
no, go for it.
Okay. Any time that we play beach volleyball and the team is my favorite. We go there with a speaker. Yeah. And just good vibes. It's so fun.
It is really fun. That's so fun. One.
Thanks.
It is really fun.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah. I think one of my favorites was the game last season where we beat Seton Hall, and I think honestly, like I hit a half court shot that. It was one of those games where everything was going right, and so it was a shot that once it left my hands, it felt good, and it was just like carrying on the vibe. It was just one of those, the shot that's great in terms of stats, but it was just like the fact that that was the energy that was in the gym. It was like the game was that shot to me. That's the vibes equated to like, and we beat Seton Hall and like convincingly, and it was just a confident game for many people, and it was just, it felt good. So that's mine.
That's a really good one.
Thank you. man, the beach volleyball is so
fun.
I may have to steal that. Okay, that or anytime the team and like some of our other friends obviously play board games, or like we are board game, like Monopoly. Monopoly is okay.
We gotta hear the story.
Having Division I athletes play a competitive board game means that it's going to get insanely competitive. And I think probably my favorite time was when Boardwalk was still up for grabs. Was the Boardwalk or the Reds or the Red Corps? It was Illinois Ave. Indiana Ave.
Get that one dice roll.
Yes, it was Indiana Ave, and it was one of those, we're about to call a game. We're going over, it was like 11 o'clock. We were like, and it was Mealy and Jax were like,
this is the roll.
Roll the second,
and everyone's just like out of their seats. Just like, it's so fun.
Just for Indiana Ave.
Wow.
Yeah, we are avid Monopoly players. Yeah, it's really, really great.
Taboo's
a great game. Tonk is it? Yeah, we are gamers.
I've never heard of those. I'm like, I'm learning new information.
Some of you heard of Monopoly at least.
I've heard of Monopoly. Okay. Don't worry.
So fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
But going off of that, what's your favorite arena to play in that's not McDonough?
Oh. Oh, the Entertainment Center in It's in Southeast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where we usually play UConn. Shout out January 7th. UConn game. It's at the end of holiday break. So hopefully
it's on a Sunday, right?
Some of y'all will have got back home. Yeah. Back to school by then and can come. But it's like just the perfect size.
Yeah.
It's new. There's jumbotrons everywhere and a good concession stand for the non-players. We don't need that. The concession stand.
Sorry, for Dylan and I.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I want to second that. I want to put them more often. It was fun playing there last year.
Yeah, it was
good. I love it. And then the second Caroline Instituted segment, because
Caroline.
The marketing of the podcast. We have the Saxa snapshot, and basically it's like the superlatives from high school, but we're going to throw them at you guys for the teammates that you believe follow
that. That's so fun.
I love this.
So the first one we've got is the messiest in the locker room.
Yeah, we're putting some teammates on the locker room. You can say yourself, but it's kind of common.
Messiest in the locker room. Okay. My mind is at practice, like tape has to come off, like, the whole process of like showering and being finished. Just your answer.
Okay, mine is, this is really funny because Yaz on our team has her locker bench sheet hadn't been able to close in many years. Like, you're like, she's like, I don't even have that many clothes there. And so she finally opened it, and there was like a full size medicine ball, a roller, cones. Like, it was like some magical, like Mary Poppins something. And so for that reason, the fact that she got cones lost in her locker,
that's mine would probably be like Ajax or Ariel, because she just like, she loses a lot of stuff in the process of getting ready. So like, where are my pants? Where, like, she doesn't know where things are because like her bag's like on the floor, and like she has to take like many trips to like go shower, and I just think, and then so I, but just not messy, it's just the her process probably is not as organized as others. But no one's messy. We're very clean.
Yeah, it's clean.
Yes. They keep it clean.
Yeah.
And next superlative. Who's your favorite teammate to sit on the bus with?
Oh, okay. We sit in solo seats on the bus.
Oh,
most people, if you're lucky. Yeah. But
that's, you got to get to the bus early, guys.
Prime facts, and then you keep your seat the whole year. That's how it goes. But it's like for prime sleeping position. But if I was sitting with someone, Kelsey is my roommate and also bestie. So okay, I love everybody, but
not during Monopoly.
It's there's a few during Monopoly. We just spent an unbelievable amount of time together.
It's really awkward though, because like I was gonna say for logistics, but we've never shared a seat before. We have, but like when I had to share a seat last year, it was never with you because you had your single, because you were like a senior last year, so like it was always like, geez, someone who's gonna get a single. So in my mind it went to Vic, because me and Vic like have a very good understanding of like, we don't have to talk, so like we just
I would try to talk
for sure. But like, yeah, Vic is like a, if we were like scrambling, she just like holds my stuff for a second, or I'll hold her stuff for a second, but like we just like don't have to like interact too much, and it's like a great productive bus ride.
We can meet up at home. That's fine.
Yeah. You guys will sit across from each other though, so
we do. It's always good.
What is your go-to call your mother order? Do you even like call your mother?
I do.
Oh, I agree with that take.
Oh,
although that might kill the sponsorship possibility.
No, we just threw it out there.
Dang. Well, okay, but my thing is, I like a sausage or bacon and cheese, like with jelly. But then when they add like
with jelly.
Yes, I'm from New Jersey. But then when they add like salmon and like and peanut butter and like all the stuff, I'm like,
they don't add salmon. No, but you
know, there's a lot going on in this sandwich, and I just, you know, I'm like, give me a bacon and cheese.
Yeah.
Kelsey likes it simple, like Wisey's Doth chicken cheese. She adds her jelly at home, or they do extra jelly. That's her, like.
Okay, wisies.
Maybe. Listen.
Wisies.
Wisies.
Yeah. Get Kelsey or croissant or jelly, extra jelly, please.
Seriously, they already know it's hers, too. It's
like, that's really embarrassing, but it is true.
It's safe for
you need to get that framed on the menu.
We'll work ransom.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's rising people's heads are exploding right now.
Sorry, so I think it's the Bacon Sun City that has the hot honey on it, because I'm a fiend for hot honey. I absolutely love it so much. But I'm also from New York, upstate New York, but we have New York bagels there. Mm. And so that's what we're used to, American style bagel.
I love that. And then also another question, which team is most likely to win Survivor.
Kalia.
Uh-oh.
Wait, I don't know how Survivor works.
Survivor is as kind of need to know. It's a grueling task that make no sense.
Yeah.
Like, hang on to this pole. Hang on to this pole and dangle for the longest.
It's you.
Like, survive in the wilderness.
Is Survivor is the... I thought that was the... I have no clue. I thought Survivor is just like monkey bars and stuff.
I thought Survivor was like, you have to hang upside down for this long and...
They also make you like camp out in the woods with like no
really?
Like they make you like find your own food, like scavenge.
This is where the power of Google comes in. Oh, it looks like they're kind of outside. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we can do both. Who would be, I guess, like who would excel at just your like basic fitness?
Upper body strength.
Yeah. Versus survival skills.
If you had to hang on something, it's me and Yaz.
We've done this test before in our summer long team, by the way, and Yaz and Kelsey were the winners of that.
Yaz did win.
Yaz won.
Yaz won. If it was like, who needs to carry something or like carry something heavy for a very long time, like loading their legs, it'd be you or Vic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if it's survival,
survival
in the wilderness,
you're fending for yourself.
I think it's really, there are very few people on the team who have spent a lot of time in the wilderness. So I'm saying myself.
Yeah.
Because most people are from suburban or urban areas. And I'm not. So.
Yeah, I don't think, Yeah,
was anyone ever like a Girl Scout or something?
I don't know. Tegan gives that vibe.
Maybe Tegan.
Nobody else can see like me.
Yeah, I just know if there's a zombie apocalypse, I would die first immediately.
What did we just talked about this recently?
Like, how did the birds go? Someone I just surrendered. Like,
I'm running.
You're running.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you running? Yeah. That was just so funny. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. Then the last question we have for you, because unfortunately our time is coming to an end. Sorry, Ben. But the last question is your favorite class you've taken on the Hilltop.
I have mine.
Do yours.
Yeah. Social psych with Professor Kushlev. I'm a psych major. And that was a great class because it was like the most application I think I've ever seen in terms of like the theories that we were learning and how they present in real life. Yeah. And that was a class that like, brought a lot of questions back to
me.
Yeah. And,
like, so fun.
I love it. I was like, what about this theory? And this is really cool because humans work like this. And it really did like really reignite my like love for psychology, like after entering junior year when you like started taking my major classes. But that class was like, this is so, so cool.
Kelsey's so good at her career. She's like,
thank you.
She is the psych major.
Putting the student athlete.
Mine would be, I don't remember the exact name of the class, but it's like business communication or something. I took it last year with Rachel Checo, who's a pretty new professor in the MSB. And it was all about team dynamics. So it was super applicable to the basketball environment, which I loved, and how to be a better leader there. And then in the same sense, she was like building that community in our classroom. So we all became friends and it was the best time. It was a class you never wanted to miss. And I feel like I've learned so much and then met some great people.
Well, actual last question. Sorry. Oh. What are y'all most excited about for the upcoming season?
So much.
So much.
To see how all the work we've put in will translate on the court and to do it with this group of people, which ultimately means winning.
Yeah, I would agree. And just being able to see the growth in each of my teammates individually and how that translates to us improving as a team, because I've just seen strides in everybody since the spring. So seeing how that, you know, just happens on the floor and just getting to a place of just connection with each other that I'm just so excited for. I think we're coming to very quickly.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of hard work, but I think we've embraced it and I'm really excited to see the results of that. And I hope that everyone who will be watching this will also be seeing the results of this. And
exactly. I know Dylan and I are super excited to go to one of at least one, definitely more,
right there,
of y'all's games. And we know our Hilltop Hustle listeners are definitely going to come show the love.
But this has been a blast getting to talk to you guys, hearing all about your journeys. And we really hope you enjoyed your time on Hilltop Hustle.
This was so fun.
Yes.
Thanks y'all for coming.
Awesome. So for the next time, that concludes this edition of Hilltop Hustle.